Arthur the King.
Arthur the King.
Judgment is allowed. By royal decree of Arthur the King, by law most sole and severe, the traitor knight Sir Lancelot du Lac is impeached and condemned in absentia. His accomplice in odious guilt of high treason, adultery, in misprision and default abominable, the Lady Guinevere is by this court condemned to die by condign punishment. She will be taken hence and burned alive for the purging of her sin and the extirpation of menace from this realm. And may the Lord have mercy on her soul.
Arthur the King by Graham Fife, with music by Stephen Foe. Part 7, Arthur, with Anna Massey as Morgan Le Fay and Keith Baxter as Arthur the King.
The King.
Arthur the King sends his steward trotting with his errands of the heart.
Forgive me, my lady. It is not my wish.
Nor mine.
I have brought you food and drink.
The condemned felon's breakfast. Put it there. Now please leave me.
My lady.
Pax vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
I have nothing to say, nothing to confess, nothing to... nothing.
May I sit with you? A prayer?
For yourself?
No, not for myself.
To salve your conscience and the King's?
It is well for you to meet your Maker humbly, not with contumely, my lady.
And how should I meet you? With gratitude? I go to meet my Maker with flame and smoke. Do you imagine I will have thought how else I go to meet him? Much.
The Lord is good. The Lord is great. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is King. The Lord send forgiveness on your soul.
I cannot bear it. I cannot bear it.
Arthur the King! In the presence of the King, his justices, his barons, and his people!
Requiem aeternam, dona eis domine, et lux perpetua, luce et eis.
Begin! Wait! Sir Lancelot du Lac, you dare to come here?
As you knew I would, my lord king. As you have no stomach to burn your queen. I am here to prove her innocence against any man.
She is proved guilty.
Against any man. For the Queen's honor.
I, my liege, for Sir Lancelot's dishonor.
Honor, dishonor, what mockery of us.
My lord king, in your name.
Sir Gawain.
Please, my lord. For other debts.
Granted. Clear the ground. Sir Gawain.
My lord.
Sir Gawain,
I kill him.
Sire.
Sir Kay!
My lord.
Draw! Engage! Disengage! Combat!
Murderer!
I didn't know. I wouldn't for all the world. How can I fight you, friend?
Listen to me.
Gawain. Gawain.
I convey my brother's blood, a boy.
It was dark.
And her smell on you.
No.
Her smell rank on you, too.
No.
She is between the queen's legs, fornicating.
From you, lecher. How many ladies' laps have you groped at, Gawain?
Queen.
Not man enough.
Love and leave, Sir Lancelot. Two of your maidens dead, mother of Galahad dead. For love of love and leave, Sir Lancelot. And now the queen.
Damn you.
For love and leave.
Damn you. Damn you. Damn you!
In the Queen's name, Arthur,
King, the Queen is innocent.
By my sword, she is innocent. Guiltless, do you hear? It is proven in blood. By her honor. Release the queen. Sir Lancelot du Lac, there is irreversible enmity between us. You have soiled our friendship, perverted our trust, disgraced our company. Your claims on us, every one, are forfeit. Our charges, every one on you, are hot. And your debts of broken faith will lie, not rot, but be as fresh when I come and pay them back in full. Leave this kingdom.
The queen?
The queen!
I have paid the queen's honor.
No. I will not have my honor paid for. My honor is my own.
Madam, you have none.
Then light this bone fire. Burn me.
Extinguish the torches.
My honor is my own. Fire it. Fire it.
The penalty is paid. We have a death.
No.
By Gawain's blood. Lying there, dead. I order it. Decree it. I have spoken by my sword. End. Release the queen. You are to me poison, and Arthur shall be to you a wild boar bristled with steel, and his hatred on you like the sting of a scorpion. Let him pass!
Arthur the King!
Arthur the King!
Now England is a checkered board. White squares, the snow drifting fields, ghostly in winter mist, a dazzle in watery sunshine, messed into muddy black soil acres by ponderous knights, churning the earth and foot-slogging armies, the pawns in their train. King, Arthur the King, in Camelot. Rebel, Lancelot du Lac, blackened name Lancelot in joyous guard. Castles between. And Queen, Queen still, Queen Guinevere, in icy silence, her eyes blinkless like beryl stones. And Dark Queen I, Morgan Le Fay. Queens rule the game, where slow-leg kings lurch square by cumbrous square. Queens rule the game, from end to end, the checkered board, the battle fought for queens across the wide kingdom, from Joyous Guard to Camelot.
In the king's name!
The king? What name does this king have?
Arthur the King!
King Sprouse? King Sprouse? King Cuckold?
King Arthur? King!
He commands your allegiance!
Not from me!
In the king's name, then!
Tell Arthur the King this, that Lancelot will meet any champion to settle this war between us, any champion in single combat. Let the issue not come to a great spilling of blood and more brothers dead. Tell Arthur the King.
He will refuse.
Nonetheless, tell him for our old friendship.
My lord!
Tell him!
Yes, my lord.
And Guinevere. Guinevere.
Yes, my lord.
Nothing.
In the king's name,
yield! In the name of Lancelot du Lac, yield!
Arthur's kingdom stains blood, blood, blood.
Arthur the King!
This is no time for grief, nor time for friendship, for thought, for welcome, for feasting in company, even for question. The time is absolute. Time only for allegiance. Allegiance! Clear everything else away. Give me your oath, or be my enemy.
Sir Bedivere, for the king.
And Sir Kay.
For Arthur the King, Sir Tristram.
For the king, Sir Lionel. The king, Prince Mordred, for the king.
For the king! For the king!
For the king! The king! My lord king.
What news is it?
The traitor Lancelot du Lac, my lord. He and his knights, the whole army, crossed to France to raise greater forces, sire, to come against you.
When?
4 days ago, sire. I rode non-stop.
As well you did. The king thanks you for your loyalty.
Yes, my lord.
Take these words with you. Let them be a homestone to your sword. We shall have no peace with Lancelot alive. In England, in France. Lancelot alive is a barbed arrowhead in my side. We will cross to France and hunt him down. Prince Mordred?
Yes.
You assume authority here while I cross to France against the traitor Lancelot.
Yes, my lord.
The kingdom and its people in your hands to keep safe. Queen Guinevere.
Yes?
Queen Guinevere, in your custody.
My lord.
Furbish your swords, knights of this round table. Sturdy your resolution. And in God's name, let us be done with this.
Across water, the racing channel. Waters, black-scaled and gray-scaled. Sun patches, scattered like silver coins. Wind thrums, gulls cry across the briny chase. Arthur, take ship, leaving your back unshielded, abandoning the checkered island to Prince born on May Day and to queens who rule the game.
More music! More sweetmeats! Do you hear? More sweetmeats for the prince in Camelot. Camelot.
Yes, my lord.
My lord Mordred.
My lord
Mordred. Come on. My lord.
Mordred.
More sweetly. Suits me? Do you not think? The crown. Born to it. Suits me. Gold hair wears a golden crown. Leathern hat, that's for brown. Please say it suits me. It does. Doesn't it? Well?
Answer, my lady!
The crown suits you.
Aha!
Castles taken, knights in disarray, queens rule. In your name, Guinevere, in your name rule at your round table, Guinevere. It is between us, queens to rule.
Go ahead, my lord.
Good. What is this?
I cannot see, my lord. Oh, wait. Yes, horseman. You.
Sure?
Must be, my lord. Not a scout. Ah, one of Gareth's Orkney men.
Guarding the ship.
Aye, my lord. My lord king. Light us. Steady, fellow. Help him there. Give me the satchel. Here, my lord.
Mordred. You march for the coast.
The coast, my dear?
England. The ships. Now.
The army?
The whole army. Immediately.
But
sound the order. Instantly.
Aye, my lord. coming up. The whole army, reverse order of march. Northwards, Maroon, slow!
For the kingdom, across the water, Arthur, take ship, leaving your back unshielded. For hear this, Arthur the King, Arthur, brother of Guinevere and Mordred, Mordred and Guinevere, another man's sweat on her, making their names a hissing, Mordred and Guinevere. Hear this, Arthur.
King wears crown. King sits in throne. King beds queen. King or king's son, madam. King or king's son beds queen, madam.
Whatever you wear of his crown, kingdom, throne, me, you will never be more than what you are.
Than what I am? And will you tell me, spitting lady? Or should I guess? Let me guess what I am.
Oh.
His son. His heir. Golden heir. The inheritance was slow coming to a full crop. His day is past. Faded Arthur.
Mordred, whom he would have murdered.
No.
Mayday, Mordred.
But did not.
He will.
He hasn't the stomach. Arthur is in France, squandering himself on Lancelot.
Oh.
Let the two of them scrap over you like a pair of old curs. Oh. I have you,
oh.
And who has you has the kingdom.
No.
Which Arthur does not know. And Lancelot nearly knew. Only Mordred knew. Is that a lie, my lady? Is that a lie in your bed? A lie in your lap? Mousetrap? Is that, lady, a lie? A lie? A lie! To our kingdom, then, my lady. Oh, soft. To our quilty kingdom.
No!
My lord! My lord! News from the coast! The king's fleet is embarked in full force on the march.
My lord king, troops of knights occupy the towns north of Sarum.
Loyal?
Not determined yet, my lord. The most of Prince Mordred's men by Camelot, but on the move. Reinforcements from north and west.
Flank riders ahead!
Arthur comes to his kingdom, to his bearing of treason, to false trinity, false friend, false queen, false son. I will raise them all and all they have done, raise the bald earth, for I love them best. It will not live. After me, only with me.
Turn, head of the earth!
My lord,
every spur, every sting of pace you can.
My lord, away!
To the blue stones on the wind-raised plain. And Arthur will be in the bloodshot eye of that wind.
Ride! Ride!
My lord king!
Let us!
The queen!
The queen!
Mute herself up in York Cloister.
In God's name, the queen is taken. And Arthur, glory of the kingdom, like its great curse, cause of treachery, king stalks, would-be king, towards the blue stones on Sarum Plain, towards Camlann.
King's herald, to parley, in the name of Prince Mordred, agreed!
Who? Morgan?
Well.
Well?
Your herald.
Yes.
Well?
To meet the king's... To meet Arthur's herald. To offer truce. Yes.
How foreseeable.
So?
Mordred, remorse dread. Talk, wag tongue, gargle politesse, pretend.
Pretend?
You pretend to the throne. You pretend to the throne sweated and rumpled bed linen. You pretend to the queen. You pretend, Mordred, that there are no dragons. Dragons despotous, dragons black, dragons under hill, dragons in lake. You offer parley as if parley were a curing herb, a St. John's wort to chew on as antidote to the venom of dragons, as if a dragon were a harmless, scuttling lizard with a spider leg sting. Mordred? Lightning strike you for your feeble pretending. Mordred would be king. Thunder split your ears for your mealy-mouthed pretending. Talk, Mordred. Fight, Mordred. Fight! This dragon coiled about your ambition, this dragon, chief, king, Arthur, as I have nuisanced him for the failure of the glory he made and left.
And the glory of your lover's bed he unmade.
Yes, Mordred. Yes. I might have had care of you both. But had you, ungrateful fox. Well, you are flushed out of your hole, Mordred. So fight. Or pretend and be nothing.
In the name of Arthur the King, tomorrow. In the name of Prince Mordred, agreed, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, May Day, dawning even now. And I dreamed of Gawain imploring me not to fight this May Day. And if I were Gawain, I would not fight.
Arthur the King! The Prince Mordred! The King and his company advance on foot! Your lord, the same! Let the Prince Mordred speak first. King first! Usurper first! And lay down his sword. The king, too.
and between them, Arthur and Mordred, father, kindred, swords drawn 2 paces apart. As they stoop to lay the silvered blades on the green sward of Sarum Plain, startled by Mordred's hand, is it, or Arthur's? A slithering zigzag viper. Strike. Mordred recoils in shock, hoists the blue steel falchion high, catches Arthur athwart the arm, and it is done. The dragon roar unleashed, the last battle at Camlann begun.
The king, treachery!
Everywhere he comes, in every quarter, every blood-choked square of the field, with clack of teeth and drill of hooves drumming the earth, and the name to him that sits on him is Death.
I see him. In the nimbus of dust, my dead, my company, like silken ghosts, sunlight shining through them as the airy fabric of our war banners. Wait, my brothers. There is business yet in the kingdom. For Arthur, for the king.
Mordred!
Kick through this door to me, this all England bleeding to death under our feet.
Wherever you are!
Answer me. Here.
Now!
Mordred!
It is finished.
Lord King! My lord!
My lord, praise be, alive.
Bedivere, is it?
Aye, my lord.
The others, all the others, seen them.
Dead. Gareth, Dinadan, Kay. But you, my lord, alive.
No.
But yes, my lord, the kingdom.
Done. Finished. We have something to do, Bedivere. Put me on my horse,
my lord.
Put me on my horse. To the wetlands by Seven Sea. Before my blood runs to water. Help me. Sword into. Help me. Pull it out of him. Into scabbards. Leave the blood. Put me on my horse.
Yes, my lord.
Is it near? There's the lake near. I cannot see. My eyes dulled. Dulled. Cannot see.
There, my lord.
There. Lay me down. Take Excalibur. Throw it into the lake. Into the lake.
My lord.
Do as I say. I cannot see. Blood turning to water. Into the lake. As far as you can. Over the reeds. Do it.
What do you see? Misty, my lord. Nothing.
What do you see?
Nothing.
Then you have not thrown my sword. Yours.
My lord.
Yours?
Yes. I couldn't.
It's not your sword. It is my sword. Mine. Excalibur. It will belong to no one else. Throw it. Finish it. My sword.
What do you see through the mist? What about, my lord? A boat across the lake.
Feel the new flood in my veins now. Cold. Is it her?
Morgan!
You know it is, my brother. And knew it. The shadow coming over. And leave the unquenched sun behind you. They will take it to be you, that sun, Arthur. All of them lay claim to their bright once glory in my belonging.
Tell me.
Lancelot has broken his sword across his knee. And failing this world, has died to it, whispering over rosary beads in a monastery. Come, Sir Bedivere. Carry the king into the boat. We will take him.
Do as she says, Bedivere, my friend. Do as she says. Say farewell, dear knight. Good night. Embrace me. Lay your hand on my heart. Yes. Does it beat still? Still beating. As if it will never stop. Then remember it. And our splendor as peeping through a chink in the... Carry me. Remember it. Remember, no ghost, no mild something that never was, no something only that might be, remember. Arthur. Arthur, the king.
No clay berry, no lake drown, no cloud swallow. No fire consume, but the wind carry the echo of his name gently with him, gently across the water to our healing, to our keeping, to our always. Gently with him, gently across the water to our healing. The dragon goes to rest under the hill. Arthur, the king.
In Arthur, the last part of Arthur the King by Graham Fife, Keith Baxter played the King, with Anna Massey as Morgan Le Fay, Nicholas Farrell as Sir Lancelot, Johan Meredith as Sir Gawain, Tom Hunsinger, Prince Mordred, and Jill Balkan, the Lady Guinevere, with Michael Kilgariff as Sir Kay, James Green as Sir Dinadan, and Edward D'Souza as Sir Bedivere, with Joe Kendall, Vincent Brimble, Simon Treves, Brian Miller, and Donald G. The music was by Stephen Foe. Arthur the King was recorded in digital stereo by John Partington, with Doreen Birkeland and Matt McDougall, and directed by John Powell.